dumping yesterday, we live today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Dumping yesterday, live today. How often do we hold on to yesterday? How often do we keep yesterday in our hearts and in our minds and in our soul? And then we wonder why today is not as exciting as it could be. Today is not as rewarding as it could be. Today is not all that it could be. Well, it's just this way. We hold on to yesterday. We hold on to yesterday with all the memorabilia that we have. And we have a great deal. In fact, we have a very, very great deal. Just as a starter, our photograph albums are filled with yesterday. You mean to say we're supposed to throw away all the photographs? Yes and no. If you want to live in the now, you cannot look at photographs of yesterday. Just as simple as that. Okay? Now, what about all these books that we have in our library that we have read? Well, we want to keep those books because they're books our children can read. They're books that we might want to look back at. We might want to research and look for information that we have there. And we want a nice library because having a library makes you look intellectual. Oh, I see. So in other words, you keep the past so that you will have the appearance of looking intellectual. Why do you want to look intellectual? You are intellectual. You are a person who uses the thoughts in your mind wisely and well. Now, every book we have in our bookcase is a book of yesterday. Now, I guarantee you, oh, I'm always guaranteeing you, I guarantee you, your children today may find it amusing to look at your books of yesterday, but they would rather go to the library or go to their school bookstore and get the books that are of today, written about what they're doing today, what they're learning today, the things that are important today. If they were to spend their time researching the past and looking into the past, they would not be living in the day. Now, some people are making that a life work. And naturally, they're going to encourage us to look at books on history and look at books on the past. Well, just think of this one thing alone. The Second World War took place over 50 years ago. And nations are still paying the price of that Second World War, how terrible it was. The war might well have been 60 years long for all of that, you know? But no, there's no forgiveness, there's no release of the past. There's no release of the Holocaust. There's no release of the number of people who were killed in the war. Just because the way that they were killed was not a proper thing or a pleasant thing, killing is never pleasant. We hold that against them, and we hold it against them. We hold the genocides against them. We start saying, they are that kind of a nation. They are that kind of a nation. Instead of saying, okay, let's put a new cause in motion. This nation now lives by principles and values that the rest of the world holds true and wonderful for them. So, if this nation lives by those values, then those things need never occur again. However, those nations at the time before did not believe in those values. They believed in other values that allowed them to do those things that we call heinous. And because of that, they did them. Now, as long as we continually believe that those nations will be heinous nations, do these bad things, then we are not letting them arise from the past. Forgive 70 times 7 times, this is what Jesus says in the Bible. And we have not even begun to forgive once. And of course, forgiveness is not what it is. It's a matter of releasing it and not looking at it, not republishing it, regurgitating it, regurgitating it, regurgitating it again and again and again. Let the past go and live in the present. Because just as soon as the war is over, the people in the war-torn countries, both for and against one another, they become the best of friends. They become great business partners. They become people who respect one another. for their new values, for their new direction. If we do not let yesterday go, we cannot develop new values. Here in the United States, our Bill of Constitution, our right of, those things that we have built up our country upon, they're upon the basis of people coming to this land, people finding freedom here, people who are immigrants and who are leaving their homeland, coming here. And now, all of a sudden, we find this not desirable because we have many people coming from Mexico, many people coming from foreign countries wanting to live in the United States because it is such a boundless and a bountiful country. And if we always are going to hold on to the past, we would have to say, okay, our frontiers are open. There are no limits to it. There is no, so to speak, Ellis Island that filters through the people and allows them in or doesn't allow them in. If we're going to live in the past, that's what we have to do. We have to let go, but we're not letting go. We're not a free nation in that respect. And we're a different country. So now we are looking at the world with different attitudes of mind. And we are living in the now. We are living based upon the principles of this nation now. And we have a new set of rules which guide this nation now. And if we're going to go back to the old set, to the old ways, then we surely cannot have a majority of the books that are on the laws that are on the books today, because the laws that are on the books today are contrary to the Founding Fathers' program for the United States of America here. And, you know, living in the past just gets us into a lot of trouble. When we live in the present, we live in the now. We consider the things that are important to be considered right now. We consider the values that we live by right now. We can dump yesterday. Oh, yes, we can let go of those photographs. We can let go of those books that tell of all the wars past and tell of history and tell of all those things. But we learn by them. No, we don't. No, we don't. If we learned by them, we would not have wars, but we haven't learned by them. We are learning by our present-day values. What kind of people are we today? What kind of values do we have today? Those values are in no way like the values of yesterday. They're similar in a very small way, but in a big way, we are new, bright, new, shining penny. We are wonderful new beings looking at a new world in a new way, and we're living in the now today. That's the important thing. Yes, we find it difficult even to let go of the photographs of the past. We find it difficult to let go of the old books in our bookcase that our children, if they were to study them, would be misinformed about today's information that's available to scientists and to studies and to students. The boundaries of countries years ago are not the boundaries of countries today. The world is different. And today we look at the National Geographic and we look at their atlas and we look at the depths of the ocean. Just 20 years before, certain depths of the ocean were not put into the National Geographic because they didn't have it. It was an antique, out-of-date book, and we're so proud to hold on to it. Well, let it go. Let it go. And when you let it go, live in the now. Live in the now. And enjoy the now. Dump yesterday. Live today. Oh, I'm sure many people will find this a bit upsetting. But it's true. It's true. What was yesterday. And what's today is today. Many statements are made on this philosophically, psychologically. And the only statement that's necessary is I live in the now, and all is in divine order. Join with me in that awareness, in that reality, and live in the now for yourself, and find out just how wonderful, positive, dynamic, and great it can be. Have a wonderful day, and know I love you, I love you, I love you, right now.